Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the NAB conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I am with Neil Force, Strategic Marketing Manager for Codec at Altera. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, Neil, you're the first Altera guest that we've had on the Chip Chat program. So thank you for coming on. Why don't we just start with talking a little bit about your role at Altera and how that fits into our larger strategy in FPGAs?
Okay, so I'm responsible for working with the wider organization since the acquisition completed in December last year on really leveraging the investments that we've been making in Altera in the Codec domain and working with the wider Intel organization, the VPG and the DCG, to create a portfolio that brings together the best of both worlds and culminates in something that's greater than the sum of their parts, so to speak.
So when you look at a general purpose server that's running a Xeon processor and you're integrating an FPGA into that server, what are the advantages of using those two products together?
The industry as a whole has enjoyed a growth and a constant rate of change by deploying very specific hardware, bespoke hardware, task-centric hardware. And as the industry is moving now towards UHD, the need of the MSOs and the service providers are looking to see how really hardware that can be repurposable and redeployable can enable them to quickly and rapidly embrace the ever-changing requirements that they're facing moving forward. And a server architecture helps them do that over and above a traditional, bespoke, dedicated piece of hardware because it's repurposable and redeployable very, very quickly. However, video is inherently very computationally heavy to process. So there's been many successes in the industry accelerating x86, but FPGA has a really cool advantage in as much that the compute density per watt outperforms any other accelerator available. And it's highly aligned to being able to process video because it doesn't rely on highly parallelizable SIMD architectures. So in that regard, when you combine x86 and FPGA, you really have the best of both worlds.
You are the strategic marketing manager for Codec. What are the types of code that need to be developed to actually run Codec on an FPGA? And how do you work with software companies, others in the industry, on delivering optimized solutions to the marketplace?
That's a really good question, because FPGA is traditionally a piece of hardware, and it's programmed using RTL, which is a hardware description language. And in the realm of the industry being very familiar and comfortable with software, RTL and software tend to collide. So how do we really get to provide a acceleration architecture in the realms of a traditional software industry? Well, we've been investing in high-level synthesis and OpenCL tools to enable the design flow to really move the bar on productivity, to enable these customers to take algorithmic implementations in software and rapidly deploy those in FPGA. And in doing so, time to market is very much reduced.
I was just talking to Jim Blakely about our Xeon E3 product lines and the use for higher levels of visualization. What types of use cases are more suitable to the more performance-intensive integration of an FPGA?
So E3 is a fantastic vehicle for high-density channel transcoding, and the ongoing growth of over-the-top streaming, spinning disks cost money relative to silicon. So the trend is now to really move towards just-in-time transcoding rather than pre-encoded content on spinning disks in the data center. And that being true, the E3 lends itself fantastically to that. Now, the E3 has a very high channel density proposition. It has a very flexible architecture for that purpose. But what FPGA does with a Xeon class processor is enables equipment vendors and equipment manufacturers to build out the best-in-class algorithms that are hugely computationally intensive to squeeze the highest possible quality out of a video compression algorithm. And E3 doesn't lend itself for that. It wasn't designed for that. Today, we have very high-quality 4KP60 linear broadcast quality encoding here on the booth at Intel using multiple E3s. what FPGA can do is reduce that chip count from 4 to 1.
So it's a question of density versus increased performance.
Absolutely. Density versus video quality in the compression domain.
Now let's look at NAB. Obviously a conference that is the peak of the broadcasting industry for the year. What are we showing in relation to FPGA technology here this week?
So in addition to the Intel booth, we have the Altera booth in the hall. And on that booth, we are showing a demonstration of our most up-to-date video IP. We have a long history of providing very high-quality video processing features and functions that can be deployed by our customers into FPGA. And we have our reference design. We're calling UDX10. It's the version 10 of our reference design.
That was very creatively named.
And that provides 4KP60444 capable video processing, scaling, frame rate conversion, noise reduction, lots of excellent features and functions that enables customers to build very high quality baseband video processing. In addition to that, we also have a VSF TRO4 demonstration. That is video over IP transport. And what that enables us to do is marry that technology with a server type FPGA proposition to really enable the transport of video to and from a data center. Up until today, the industry as a whole has been very comfortable with the traditional SDI transport mechanism for baseband video over coaxial cable. Mm-hmm. But we're in the IP world, and internet's protocol wins out as a flexible, scalable solution, and 100 gigabit Ethernet enables us to transport 4KP60 content. So we need to make sure that the industry standards align to interoperability to enable that to happen. And that's a key part of enabling video processing on server infrastructure.
When you look at the work that you're doing with the industry to drive utilization of these FPGA solutions, do you have any partners that you are featuring in the booth or who you've talked about recently?
Absolutely. We have Covilos on our booth. They are developing the VSTRO4 demonstration. That's the video over IP, as I discussed earlier. We also have a partner for high-end linear video broadcasting encoding in the 265 domain, HEVC, which is a long-standing partner for providing IP in H.265, and that is eBrisk, and they're available for a demonstration in a private suite.
Neil, one final question for you. I'm sure that we've piqued folks' interest in the technologies that you're bringing to market. Do you have a website or somewhere else that folks can find out more information?
Yes, take a visit to altera.com. We have a broadcast business unit webpage dedicated to providing all the information that we have today on the solutions that we can provide in FPGA for the broadcast industry.
Thank you so much, Neil, for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much. Have a great show.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.